Hello, it's the 16th of September, 2019. Today we have Death and the Two of Wands and the Eight of Cups. A new direction. You have no choice now. There's nothing left for you wherever you are, and you know it. Fear not. This is all part of the universal plan. Death, number 13 of the major arcana, is in the past position today, Scorpio, Uranus, Pluto, Mars. And there's nothing pleasant about death, whether death of a person or a way of life. This is a hopeful spread, even though at first glance it doesn't seem to be. Death carries a white rose on the Morgan Greer deck, and on the old-time cards, he rides a white horse carrying a flag emblazoned with a rather Masonic-looking white rose, the symbolism of which is a course of study in itself. In the East, a white rose is a funeral flower. This today could very well be the death of a human, but I'm getting more of the death of a phase, a chapter, a time of life, but not necessarily life itself. Lifestyle, maybe. The human, at present and in the center of the spread, is looking back at the past as if taking one last long look before moving on. The Two of Wands, or clubs or rods, is of the suit of fire, Mars in Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. This is fresh but careful energy. The human holds the world in his hand in the form of a small globe as he contemplates the horizon. Where in the world do I go next? He or she seems to be thinking. We have finally let go. Now what? The Suit of Wands is a very intuitive suit. Think of the wands as antenna. Your instinct tells you that your destiny lies somewhere else or with someone else or not. The human we see on the Eight of Cups in the future position is very much alone, or at least certainly feels that way. Something's missing. Perhaps you have lost someone and you're haunted by past memories. Travel would be good for you. Moving would be great for you. The human on the card in the future position is walking away from an uneven stack of gold cups out into the rather rugged and rocky looking terrain along a shoreline, out into the unknown. The next card in the suit would be the Nine, or what is called the Wish card in the tarot. This human may realize they can do or have whatever they want, they just may not know what they want. This is a tough one. The cards have been weird all month, never mind the meltdown of my electrical panel and the storm ripping off the roof and the satellite dish. In 15 years, that's never happened. This could be your house dying a slow death, no matter how much love you put into it. I digress. I like this for someone who is walking away from a lifestyle that could have killed them. Look at all those cups on the Eight in the future position he or she is walking away from. In spite of the even number, they're all haphazard, uneven, and sloppy, as if stacked up by a gang of drunken monkeys. The human on the Two of Wands has his hand on one of the long sticks as if to steady himself. And in fact, on the future card, has only the one walking stick he takes with him on his journey. Put the past behind you. Take one last look and move on.